Hello, Governor. This is Mike Adams here from Natural News.
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. All right, Governor Ventura, today, what a great day to be interviewing you, because this is the day that the Federal Reserve has been forced to release its information about where some of its money went. And we're finding out that a lot of the Fed money has gone to foreign banks. Now, is that one of the 63 documents, or is it related to it, that the government doesn't want people to read?
No, not in my book, probably, because it probably just recently happened and we didn't find it, you know. All the documents in this book were not like WikiLeaks. We didn't get anything illegally, or if you want to term it that. Everything that we have in this book, anyone can access. They just have to search and find it, because the government has released the documents and they're out there. But naturally, the mainstream media and the government, that's the title of the book, they don't want you to read it. They're out there, but they certainly don't want you reading them.
Yeah. Well, I imagine this is going to be added to the list of documents that the government doesn't want people to read, because now we're finding out. I mean, all this money that's supposed to be going to help America is going to these other countries.
Well, what people need to understand is America doesn't even hold its own money. The Federal Reserve does, and it's the old cliche, he who has the money has the power.
Exactly.
So the Federal Reserve is more powerful than our government.
Absolutely. Now, getting to your book, the title again, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. Now, you get into everything, no stone left unturned in here. September 11, the war on terror, the history of shady White Houses. What do you think are the strongest points in the book?
Well, it depends on your cup of tea. They're all strong. I mean, Dick and I went back to basically right after World War II with Operation Paperclip, which is where we, the United States of America, brought a bunch of Nazis here and put them in charge of things and all of that, because at the start of the Cold War, I guess we didn't want the Russians getting the Nazis, so we preferred to get them. And it's really the disturbing thing about doing this book, and I'll tell you what it was, is the fact that you can substitute Nazi and it works. Now, don't get me wrong, there are great people in our government. There are honest, hardworking, diligent people in our government, but there are also evil people in our government. And when you look at these documents, you'll realize that parts of our government have been run like Nazis.
And it seems to be getting worse. I mean, you've had, you have a lawsuit filed against the TSA for their shenanigans.
It's not really for their shenanigans or anything. I won't speak a great deal. Anyone can read the lawsuit. You know, it speaks for itself. But it really isn't over. My lawsuit is simply an individual. It won't necessarily help everyone, because I'm suing over the Fourth Amendment, which is reasonable search and seizure. And I'm stating that it is not reasonable to believe Jesse Ventura poses a threat. I'm a governor, I'm a mayor, I'm a six-year Navy veteran, and I've been flying for 30 years, and I'm not asking for money, I'm just simply asking them, a judge, to rule and make them stop. Because, see, I have metal in my body. And every time I go through the metal detector, it goes off. It would go off if I was naked. And then I'm subjected now to this extensive search, or as I call it, the microwave oven. You know, where they cannot tell me that it's safe, because last summer I was flying 3 or 4 times a week. Now you're going to tell me getting microwaved inside an X-ray machine 3 or 4 times a week is going to be good for you over a period of, say, 6 months?
But that's the thing. The government now says all this radiation is no threat to you. This is what we're even seeing following Fukushima.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the governments are known to lie, as the documents prove in my book. And, you know, in fact, let's venture out there. I find it very interesting that the government is probably going to quite possibly could put Barry Bonds in prison. They could possibly put Roger Clemens in prison, and they did put Martha Stewart in prison, all for what? Lying to them. Well, right. I find it very interesting. When we lie to the government, we go to jail, and yet when they lie to us, what happens? Generally, we go to war. You know, but they lie to us. How come they can lie and we can't?
Yeah, they lie to us constantly.
Well, that's and yet if we lie to them, they bring charges up on us, and potentially send you to prison. And
exactly.
Not only that, what has steroid use in baseball got to do with the government?
Right.
That's baseball's business. They're a private sector. They don't have nothing to do with government. Why is the government, because these guys lied to them? Well, they lie to us all the time.
Well, and the question becomes, once you realize that they're lying to us on one thing, then the question becomes, well, what else are they lying to us about? And that's what your book really gets into, the layers.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I have no credibility. The government has no credibility with me anymore. Anything the government says or anything mainstream media says today, I question. Because, they have an agenda, and the government is not truthful with us ever. And, that's probably why I have success when I run for offices, because the people know I'll tell them the truth. It might not be what they want to hear, but they will get the truth from me as I know it.
Well, speaking of the truth, just for those listening, the book name is 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. It's available from Skyhorse Publishing. It's in bookstores everywhere. Also, Governor Ventura has a new website that you might want to check out. It's called weaintgottimetobleed.com. Just type it all in, all one word, and don't put an apostrophe in the word ain't, because that doesn't work on the web. So weaintgottimetobleed.com. And, of course, Governor Ventura is also the producer, the co-producer, or I'm sorry, the executive producer and the host of Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. Jesse, how is that show looking for the next season here?
Well, we were waiting any moment to see if True TV picks us up for 8 more episodes. The indications seem very positive, but for the most part in that business, of course, you don't believe it till it happens. So
sure.
We're just simply waiting to see. And, but they have sent us, we sent them a massive list of conspiracies that we could still do. And they responded by sending the 8 back that they would prefer to do. So in light of that, it appears that we'll be on again next year. But again, you never know.
Well, the ratings seem to have been very strong. I mean, you have a huge grassroots following all across the web for that show.
Oh, yeah, very much so. It won't be cut because of ratings. It'll be
right.
Cut because it's maybe too controversial.
Well, that's the thing. Sometimes I watch your episodes, and I can't believe they're allowing it on the air.
They did take one off. We played the police state one time, and the government came down heavy on Time Warner, and they pulled it now, and they won't even acknowledge they made it, that we made the show. But it's out there because it aired once, so the internet does have it, so you can still see that particular show.
That was the show that Alex Jones was actually in quite a lot, right?
Oh, yeah, and that's the show where we confronted the congressman with the fact that there's a Homeland Security bill that orders FEMA to build no less than 6 internment camps
right.
throughout the United States.
You know,
who do they plan on putting in those things? Me? Dissidents? People that question the government?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, and speaking of people who question the government, on the flip side, and these are the folks who make up your critics and probably my critics too, are people who believe in government. They do anything the government tells them to do, and they say that you're out there just stirring up a bunch of trouble for no reason. What do you say to those kinds of folks?
Well, I say to them the quote from Thomas Jefferson, one of our founding fathers. Thomas Jefferson said, "Dissension is the greatest form of patriotism." Because if you don't, it's up to citizens to be vigilant. Citizens to hold their feet to the fire. If you're not vigilant and hold your elected people's feet to the fire, you will get bad government. Trust me. I've been on both sides. I've been a citizen and I've been an elected official twice. And I can tell you, people that say you shouldn't question government, they're not patriotic at all. And that
right.
would be my response back to them would be, well, then you're not a patriot.
Well, that's half the problem, see, because those of us who do question the government, often now we are painted as almost as if we were terrorists, just to question the government.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what I refer to the United States? I live in Mexico half the year. You know what I call the United States now?
What?
I call it the fascist states of America. Now, if you look at the basic definition of fascism, it's when corporations team with organized religion to control the government.
And in America, we have corporations running the government.
Absolutely, and so is organized religion, pretty much. You know, they're in there too, because, you know, you can't do nothing. I'll show you why religion is part of it. Do you know what the federal RICO laws are?
Oh, yes, yes.
The federal RICO laws were put in to go after organized crime, like the mafia, right?
Right.
Well, how come the Catholic Church hasn't been charged under the federal RICO laws? You know, molestation's a felony. It's rampant within the Catholic Church. They hide the priests. They move them around. So you have an organization involved in felony activities, but because they're a religion, the government won't touch them.
That's a really good point. Not a lot of people think of that point.
Well, why aren't they being charged? They charged my motorcycle club under the RICO laws. Years ago, I belonged to an outlaw motorcycle club, and they've charged them under the RICO laws.
Oh, I heard about some of that going on. And then there are other organizations, such as the pharmaceutical companies and the FDA, that should also be charged under the laws, but they're never charged.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting. Here's one for you, FYI, for your information. When I initially was going to bring the lawsuit against the Homeland Security and the TSA, yeah, I was going to sue them under the American Disabilities Act, because my hip, I have metal in my hip now, and that technically makes me disabled. I'm a disabled American. Well, the American Disabilities Act says that they're supposed to accommodate your disability. What they're doing is exploiting mine. Because of my disability, I'm being subjected to these searches. And if anyone wants to know how intrusive they are, talk to Alex Jones. He was there in Atlanta, Georgia, when I was subjected to this stuff.
Yes.
Well, get this, and you'll love this. My attorneys call me back a week later and they tell me we can't sue under the American Disabilities Act. And I said, why not? They said, because it doesn't apply to the government.
You're kidding me.
No. And then my attorney said, there's a lot of laws like that. I said, how do we let them get away with that? How can they pass laws that apply to us in the private sector but does not apply to them?
Well, that's how it happens all the time. I mean, look about creating counterfeiting money. Didn't they just arrest a guy who was making his own gold coins? They charged him with conspiracy to bring down the nation or something?
I don't know. I haven't seen that. You got to remember, I've been in Mexico 3 months.
Yeah, this just broke.
Wait, I didn't even learn that the earthquake hit Japan until a week after it happened, and I didn't learn that we're now bombing Libya until a week after it happened.
Oh, man.
Yeah, see, I live where there's no electricity and not hours from pavement.
Well, the world is changing rapidly, as I know you're well aware, but this brings up a question I wanted to ask you on behalf of our readers and listeners. You know, how long do you think this can go on with these practices in the government, the runaway debt spending, the pyramid of debt around the world, you know, the collapsing dollar and so on? Where do you think it's headed?
I'm scared, but I guess I can only tell people that we got to follow the book that I put out a couple years ago, and that was titled Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. Maybe it's time. Our forefathers said if the government got bad, you just move west and start another one.
That's right.
You know, and I think we're to that point. We're getting there. You know, what troubles me is Barack Obama ran under change we can believe in. Well, there's been no change. People need to realize in this country, I'll tell you how we can take our country back. Stop voting for Democrats and Republicans. Vote for anyone else. Until we got to get them out. We got to break up these two parties, because they're not opposed to each other. It's very much like pro wrestling.
Right.
In front of the camera, they don't like each other, but behind the scenes, they go out to dinner together. And that's what goes on. It's the biggest fraud going. And, you know, where they pretend to not get along. Because, you know, Barack Obama said that he was going to close Gitmo and get us out of the wars.
Exactly.
Well, Gitmo's still open, and now we're in 3 wars.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But he says it on his defense, it's not a war. Can you believe that? It's not a war.
Well, you know, here you got people like Barack Obama and George Bush that have never been to war.
Right.
If there's bombs dropping and missiles flying, trust me, it's a freaking war.
Exactly. Well, he calls it, no, he calls it kinetic military action. Get that.
Well, they can come up around with all the fancy names they want. If you're shooting at an adversary, it's war.
Yeah, exactly. If you walk into a 7-Eleven and pull out a gun and shoot somebody, you can't say, oh, it was just kinetic action. I didn't shoot.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's war. But that's the way they fool the American public. And the American public generally is a bunch of lemmings, and they go along with it.
Well, that's the problem. And we've become complacent in America to where we tolerate and even encourage government officials to keep lying to us.
Well, you know what might be part of that? The fact that they pulled an old Nazi trick on us, putting fluoride in the water.
Right.
Because you know what fluoride's the main ingredients of?
Prozac. No. Oh,
Prozac.
Right. That's right.
So imagine everybody's drinking Prozac every day that drinks water with fluoride in it.
Yes.
What does Prozac do? And then that was right from the Nazis. The Nazis were doing that. Because what it does, it dumbs you down and it dopes you all up.
Yes.
But yet we're fighting a war on drugs, aren't we?
Speaking of that...
What a bunch of hypocrisy that is. They'll put Prozac in your water, but they won't let you smoke a joint.
Right. And they won't even let you grow hemp. You know, there's a candidate for Kentucky that we interviewed on the Alex Jones Show, by the way, Phil Moffitt, who's running on a platform of get the FDA off our farms and out of our state. And he says he wants Kentuckians to be able to legally grow industrial hemp and become the hemp capital of North America.
It would be huge. I used to have my wife, we had a horse barn, and hemp is better in horse stalls than wood. You know, they usually put the chip wood in there. Hemp is way better. It neutralizes the smell better. It's easier to clean up, but you can't buy it in the United States because it's illegal. And hemp, you could smoke 2 tons of it. It ain't going to get you high.
Exactly. Now beyond hemp.
But they lump it all together. Well, you know how that happened, the banning of marijuana. Do you know how it happened?
Well, I don't know the details of it, no.
William Randolph Hearst, the big paper baron in San Francisco.
Yeah.
He used his power in Congress and money to get him to declare hemp and marijuana illegal because he owned thousands of acres of timberland. And hemp, of course, makes better paper than wood does.
Right.
And he wanted to force the country to use the wood to make paper. And that what way to do it? Get rid of your competition.
And so he created the fear campaigns around
not just
marijuana.
The fear, he got the Congress to use money to declare, put a bill in to declare marijuana and hemp illegal.
And now the DEA is so powerful, they won't let go of all that power to raid people and destroy people's lives.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, beyond
that. Well, and imagine this. That means that our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and our flag are also illegal.
Because they're made of hemp.
Yep. The flag Betsy Ross made is made out of hemp, and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution are printed on hemp paper.
Yeah, you don't see the DEA
raiding. So in essence, the way they act, though, they probably are illegal now.
Right.
Because we don't have a Bill of Rights. That's what my court case will determine. It does the Bill of Rights still stand as for an individual? Because, as I said, it is not reasonable to believe that I am a threat.
Right. That's right.
Other thing is, too, here's an additional thing. Did you know the Speaker of the House doesn't have to subject himself to this?
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we found that. My attorneys and I, that it's arbitrary. And I will challenge and say, how is John Boehner the former Speaker, Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, how are they any more patriotic than me? I served in the military. I've been elected twice. I don't think either one of them ever served in the military.
That's right. That's exactly it.
They don't have to get searched.
What about the president? Does he have
to get
searched?
Well, he flies on his own plane, so you don't have to worry about that. How do you think I got to New York? I flew here in a private jet.
Did you really?
Well, I won't fly public because of my lawsuit till it's resolved. If I fly public, my lawsuit's out the window.
Is that right?
Well, sure, because then I did it.
Right.
Wow. Ever since I filed, so I cannot fly public airlines until there's a resolution to the lawsuit.
Well, no wonder you're not traveling very much, because it's hugely expensive to fly private jets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I hear you, man. That's the way you got to do it right now. But I wanted to get back to the hemp issue, because you also are supporting the legalizing and taxation of marijuana.
Absolutely.
So give us the rundown on this.
Well, it's simple. In Holland, where marijuana is illegal, if you go to children, 50% less kids in Holland smoke pot than here. And in Holland, it's legal. Here, it's not. So it runs right in the face of what they tell you. They tell you, oh, if you legalize pot, the kids will get it. I got news for you. The kids already got it.
Right.
You know? And the point is, if Holland shows where it's legal, the kids don't do it as much. Think back when you were a kid. You did things because it was illegal.
Right.
It's part of growing up. If something's legal, you don't do it.
Yeah, but of course, if they legalize it, then they would give up all that power, the DEA and other agencies, that power to control people and throw them in prison and raid their homes, confiscate their farms.
Yep, exactly. And you know, it's absurd. And for the religious people out there, well, didn't God make marijuana?
Yeah, good point.
And doesn't the Bible say we're supposed to use everything on the earth?
Is the church still strongly against legalizing marijuana today? I don't even...
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Yeah?
I was told, remember, I don't know if you remember, but years ago, Alaska legalized marijuana for about 2 years.
Yeah.
And I had a friend up there, and I asked him, how come they repealed it then and made it illegal again? He told me because all the religious people were well organized, and they did the lobbying. They did not want it legal. Anyway, enough on the pot issue. On this book, too, the other thing, the other document that bothered me greatly was we print, and all these documents in the book are there for you to read. It isn't me telling you about them. We've actually reproduced all the documents for every chapter, so you, the reader, can read it yourself. And the one that's very disturbing is we print the CIA's assassination manual.
Okay, all right.
Now imagine this.
Yeah.
Assassination is just a fancy word for first-degree murder.
Sure.
It's murder and it's pre-planned, whether it's political or whatever, for whatever reason. No country in the world that I know of murders legal.
Right.
Right? So how is it that we can print a manual that tells you how to go commit first-degree murder and get away with it?
But you can only do it if you're employed by the government.
Yeah. So it's okay for them if they decide that, say, Hugo Chavez, we hate Hugo Chavez because he nationalized oil down in Venezuela and kicked out Exxon, and so we are free to go and assassinate him?
Right.
Why? What gives us the power to do that?
So this is actually in your book, a section of this manual.
Yeah, we reprint the manual.
Okay.
One of the things they say that's very good is throwing people off high buildings.
Because it looks like suicide.
There's great plausible denial. The person could have been drunk. He could have committed suicide. He could have tripped and fell. See? And that they explain all that in the manual.
Incredible.
And this is printed by our government, how to commit murder.
Okay, that sounds like a disturbing document, but probably a lot of people who follow your work aren't surprised to hear that at all.
I suppose, but you know, to me, it's astounding.
That
murder's illegal everywhere, and here's the next question: who makes the call? Who decides who lives and dies? You know, who decides that?
Not revealed anywhere. What about...
It probably ain't the president because it's being done at a lower level than him.
It gets into a lot of layers of questions here, but the bottom line is the government's not accountable to the people anymore.
Not a bit. In fact, I would say the opposite. They're trying to make us accountable to them.
They are.
In fact, let's look at what's going on right now. Okay, Barry Bonds may go to jail for using steroids, right?
Yes.
And Roger Clemens may go to jail. What's her name? Martha Stewart already went to jail. And what did they go to jail for? They went to jail for lying to the government. So right. I don't get this. If we lie to the government, we go to jail. What happens when we catch them lying to us? Nothing. Or we go to war. It seems like we're getting the raw end of the deal on both ends.
We are indeed. Now, speaking of lying, let's get to 9/11 a little more. You've been persistently pursuing this issue for many years.
Well, about three or four now.
Yes, and you've uncovered a lot of new revelations and compiled a lot of information about this. People out there in the mainstream still don't get it about WTC-7. They don't get it.
They don't.
That building wasn't hit.
You know why? Because they don't want to get it. People get angry at you if you question 9/11. We in this country are under some sort of ego trip that our government can't be evil.
Yeah.
That's the problem. They can't grasp the fact that we have evil people in government. And again, let me reiterate, there's a lot of great people in government, a lot of dedicated good people. But it doesn't mean there isn't elements of total, like, being Nazis there.
Right.
You know, and they're there. And they can't fathom the fact that, and I can tell people this from having now living outside of the United States and having been outside the United States on multiple occasions, there was a time the rest of the world looked at the United States as the ray of hope.
Sure.
When I look to the United States, there it is, the hope. Well, it isn't that way anymore. They now look at the United States with fear. Because they feel, who else is in three wars around the world? They feel that if they cross the United States, they could be invaded. They could have their government overthrown. Is that really the message that we want to send throughout the world?
No. And doesn't it set us up for just a very dangerous return of that negative action? If the United States becomes weak and our dollar crashes, all these other countries are out there they can't wait to take a shot at us.
Yeah, well, what they're trying to do is systematically break the middle class here. That was proven by the Wall Street debacle. And look what they're doing to the unions. They're destroying the unions now, which is the backbone of the middle class, the worker.
Right.
And it's a systematic destruction of the unions. And they're trying to say the unions are the cause of our debt problem, yet not one person from Wall Street is going to jail.
Isn't that the truth?
And yet they're now going to, all these politicians and governors, these newly elected Republicans and all that, are out there blaming the unions, that somehow it's the union's fault, because they asked for $2 more an hour.
Meanwhile, Wall Street
Wall Street's walking free, and all
right.
these guys that literally stole the taxpayers' money of America.
Yes.
I'll tell you, if people want to protest, come right here to New York and go right out in front of Goldman Sachs.
There you go.
I went there on my TV show. They just built a brand new multi-billion-dollar building or whatever here in New York. And with all the money Goldman Sachs has, they didn't even put a sign on it.
I wonder why.
Yeah, because they don't want to be identified. I walked up and a security guy stopped me.
Yeah.
Said, excuse me. And I said, well, is this where Goldman Sachs is? No comment.
Wow.
So can I go inside? No.
So now it's being run like a secret organization, too.
Sure. And you can bet they probably have the government protecting them.
Well, absolutely they are. Now, just a reminder to those listening here, you're listening to Governor Jesse Ventura, author of 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read. And the website where you can also learn more is weaintgottimetobleed.com. That's one of your famous lines from Predator.
Well, it actually was I ain't got time to bleed, but we thought we'd include everybody. So it's now we ain't got time to bleed.
Didn't you also have a book called I Ain't Got Time to Bleed?
Yeah, my original autobiography was called I Ain't Got Time to Bleed.
There we go. Right
and
on.
So we just thought that would be a good name. My son is really running the website, and he's very creative, so I let him do he has pretty much free reign.
Well, that's fantastic. Looking at your whole career, I mean, it's been incredibly diverse. You've had tremendous success in so many different areas. It blows people's minds when they really read about you and everything that you've done. And now it seems like you're more jazzed up and more influential than ever before. Even I would say now even you're more influential than you were as governor.
Well, I don't know. All I know is that I'm looking at my country and not liking it. And that's what bothers me. And when I do this book and I realize you could substitute Nazi in there, you know, that troubles me greatly.
I mean, like, substitute the word Nazi for...
For the United States.
For United States.
These documents, many of them, when you read them, the readers out there, these documents could be out of Nazi Germany.
Exactly.
But they're not. They're our government.
And do you intend to keep pursuing this to the best of your ability as long as this is going on?
I don't know. I am right now. I'll tell you something else. The grassroots has started again for me to run for president.
That is powerful. Yeah, people are fed up with it, man. They are fed up with the system.
You know, look at it this way. Barack Obama ran on change we can believe in, and everybody knows now there ain't no change.
Yes.
You know, and what it clearly shows is that the corporations run the country.
Right.
You know, because Obama hasn't come through on any of the promises he made.
He hasn't. In fact, he's betrayed many of them.
Yeah, he was supposed to close Gitmo.
Yeah, there's a clear one, right.
And it's not closed.
He was given the Nobel Peace Prize, and then he goes to war.
Yeah.
That's the amazing part. Now, speaking of the corporations taking over...
Well, I guess it's the oxymoron, if you kill them all, you'll have peace.
Yeah, that was Hitler's strategy too, right?
I don't know, but it seems to be that's where we're going.
What about the mainstream media? How have they been treating you over the release of this new book? Because they've...
Well, some good, some not. I can't even get on Fox.
Is that right? They won't have you on?
Oh, man. Hannity, Beck, and O'Reilly are cowards.
Incredible.
In fact, get this. Fox won't have me on, but you know who will?
No.
Al Jazeera. Now, so I'm going to let Fox know that Al Jazeera is more, what's their term that they use at Fox all the time?
Fair and balanced.
Fair and balanced. I'm going to let Fox know that Al Jazeera is more fair and balanced than they are, because I can go on their show and I can't go on Fox.
Well, I think Fox realizes...
Now, I am getting on Geraldo on the weekend on Fox.
Okay.
But none of the guys during the week will have me on.
Well, they're just afraid you're going to come on and tell the truth again. You have a tendency to do that.
Well, yeah.
they don't like some of that.
If they were fair and balanced, they might want the truth.
You would think so. All right, I've got. I want to ask you about WikiLeaks, because that's an ongoing story. You say let the chips fall where they may. What's your take on WikiLeaks?
Well, I consider the WikiLeaks people heroes. And if you look in the back of my book, a couple of things. In the back of my book, on the thing, you'll read a quote from Patrick Henry, one of our great, great leaders from back in the Revolution when we became a country. Patrick Henry said, quote, "The liberties of a people never were, nor ever will be, secure when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them."
Right.
And then you get what amazes me. We got all these people that want to be president. Mike Huckabee, Sarah Palin, Hillary Clinton. All of these people that want to be the president. And they're all stating that this Julian Assange should be charged with treason, right?
Incredible. Yeah, he's not even American.
Yeah, how can you? I only went to high school, and even I know you have to be a citizen to be charged with treason.
Right.
The guy's an Australian, and he runs his website out of Switzerland.
Well, yet we,
the United States, are going to charge him with treason?
Yeah, it's just...
And these people want to be president, and they don't even know that?
Well, lots of presidents, right, don't know the Constitution. I remember, and Newt Gingrich, I think, called for him to be assassinated.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess Newt was probably had the manual in his hand.
Right. Maybe he got an advanced copy.
Figuring out the best way to do it. You know, where do these people get off that they can arbitrarily go out in the world and commit murder?
That's just the way they've done it for so long. They think it's okay.
Well, it's time to end that.
Yeah.
Stop it. In fact, I'll tell you this. If I became president, the first thing I'd do is I'd shut down all of our bases throughout the world. I think we're in like 240-some countries. We have military bases.
Yes.
Now, that's colonialism.
It is.
Imagine, okay, let's put it in this way. How would we feel here in the United States if Hugo Chavez of Venezuela, he's got lots of money, what if he went outside, say, Palm Springs, California, and he bought, say, 500 acres of land and built a base there and moved in the Venezuelan military?
Right. We'd feel like it's an invasion.
Well, we wouldn't stand for that for a second. And yet, we have bases in 200 and some countries throughout the world.
But that's the thing. A lot of people, they don't look at it from the inverse perspective. They just look at it from the American perspective, not the other countries.
Well, that's the problem why we're going to fail, because we somehow think we're better than the rest of the world.
What else
would you do? And what we need to understand is people are people. Me moving to Mexico and living down there has reaffirmed to me people are people, no matter where they are. We are the human race, and all of these borders and countries and things are all put up by man.
Yes. That's it. What? So you would close the military bases in these other countries, or U.S. bases?
I'd bring our military home.
Right.
We got to save money. We got to balance the budget.
What else would you do if you became president?
Well, I would legalize marijuana and tax it so that we could bring in revenue.
Yeah.
And when you say legalize, doesn't mean you're going to put things in the 7-Eleven store.
No.
You just decriminalize it all, because that puts gangsters out of business.
Right. Yeah, that would end the Mexican
drug gangs. They exist when you prohibit things. And it's no different than the prohibition of alcohol.
Yes.
Who rose to power? Al Capone and the gangsters. So that's a few, you know, that I would shut down all our military bases throughout the world and bring them, save money, bring them home. I would also do major cuts to the defense spending.
Yeah.
Because you know what defense spending is today?
It's
a jobs bill. No, it's a jobs bill.
It's a jobs bill. Oh. Yeah.
That's how it is. We build the weapons and we ship them out throughout the world so the people can kill each other. I mean, Gaddafi, whose weapons do you think he's using?
No kidding. Yeah.
Ours. Now they're going to be shot right back at us.
Well, and speaking of Libya, just to interject here, the documents that came out today on the Federal Reserve showed that the Fed had given a lot of money to the Libyan central banks. I mean, that's just coming out today.
Why?
Exactly.
Well, you got to remember, the Fed are private sector bankers. They're not part of the government.
That's right.
You know, and if you have the money, you run the country. It's that simple. So the Fed really runs our country. You notice, in my book, I dedicated the book to Ron Paul.
I didn't know that. That's
oh,
nice
yeah.
to hear.
If you go to the third page, I on the dedication, it says to Congressman Ron Paul, the only federal elected official who will stand up for America on the congressional floor.
Yeah.
And I say that because of the speech he made on WikiLeaks, where he stated that, Congressman Paul said, how many people have died from WikiLeaks compared to how many people have died from the lies we were told to get us into the Iraq war?
Exactly.
And here's the most profound statement he said. In supposedly a free country, telling the truth can get you charged with treason?
Right.
Well, if that's the case, we're in bad shape. When the truth becomes treason, we're in a free country, we're in bad shape, and that's what they're doing now. The truth is treason.
We are. We are indeed. Many people would agree we're in bad shape right now. And I think that's why so many people appreciate what you're doing, Governor. Your efforts, your books, your TV show.
Well, I'm not going to give up without a fight. It's that simple. I mean, You know, if when the government comes abusive, it's time to overthrow them. When I talk revolution, it doesn't mean it has to be violent. We can do it at the ballot box, and you know how simple it would be? Here's how simple it would be to have a revolution in our country. For the majority of the people, the next election, to vote for anyone but a Democrat or Republican.
That would change it all right there in one
election? That alone, if the election was real, if they don't hijack the election, which I also talked about what they did in Florida, and we have documented proof in Ohio in 2004 that those states were hijacked. Elections, but if it's a fair election, it's as simple as that. The American people stop voting for Democrats and Republicans and vote for anyone but them, and that would be the revolution. As simple as that is what we need in this country. I don't stand for the third party movement anymore. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh yeah, no, I don't, because I'll tell you why. The Democrats and Republicans have corrupted the system so badly that any third party to survive will have to corrupt itself. Well, you've already got a two-headed monster. Why would you want a three-headed one? So I now advocate the abolishment of political parties. And you know what the simple thing that could accomplish that?
Huh?
Don't allow political party names to be put on the ballot. Only the names of the candidates.
I love
it. It's that simple.
What a great idea.
Just put John Smith, and then the people are required to find out, well, what does John Smith stand for? Right now, it's set up where if you're conservative, all you got to do is look Republican, 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 Republican. If you're liberal, Democrat, 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 Democrat. You don't even have to know the names.
But the two parties, they love that system. It's a lock. It's a monopoly on,
exactly.
On the votes. They would never allow it to change.
That's the simple thing. All we have to do, remove their names from the ballots. Why are they on there?
Yeah, there's no reason.
There's no reason to have their names on there.
Exactly. Wow. What a great idea.
Yeah, it's that simple. Stop voting for Democrats and Republicans and remove their names from the ballots and we can get our country back.
What about also...
See, there's a reason I should be president.
There is. Speaking of ballots and voting, there's also the instant runoff voting, you know, which would... You know, because sometimes when people are... They want to vote for a third-party candidate or libertarian or someone like that.
Sure.
They feel like they're wasting their vote because of the two-party setup.
Let me explain, first of all. A wasted vote is not voting your heart and conscience.
That's right.
If you don't vote your heart and conscience, then you have wasted your vote. And there is no wasted vote. If that's you, when you go to vote, it is not a horse race. You're not there to pick the winner. You're there to vote for the candidate that most represents what you believe in. And if you vote for that candidate, regardless of who they belong to, then you have not wasted your vote. See, that's the Democrats and Republicans, part of their blitz, to lie to the American people and get them to believe that.
Indeed.
Like, I always laugh when they say, well, it was Ross Perot that cost so-and-so the election. How arrogant to think that the people that vote for a third-party candidate, you know, are wrong because they don't pick out the two major parties.
Right. But would you support the instant runoff voting mechanism where people choose their first candidate and then their second candidate?
Yes, I would support that, but I would rather have them first to remove all the party designations.
Absolutely.
Like I said.
That makes a lot of
sense. I would rather have that happen first.
Well, let's hope. Let's hope that there is continued support for the idea that you could actually be running for president. I mean, you've been in office. You've done this before for a state. I mean, you have experience.
And people forget I was also a mayor.
That's right.
I was a mayor from 1990 to 1994, the sixth largest city in Minnesota.
But after serving as governor of Minnesota, I mean, wasn't that experience exhausting in many ways? Why would you want to do it again?
I'm not saying I want to do it. You're saying I want to do it.
I'm just wondering.
I'm just saying there's grassroots where people are begging me to do it. And I'm just saying that I don't know if I want to make that, a commitment like that. And I'll tell you why. Another reason that I'm leery of it is because do you really believe they, if I won, they would allow me to take that office?
Oh, I doubt it.
I think I'd be assassinated.
Well, they got the manual for it.
Yep, and not only that, but and it also, of course, it would be a lone nut.
Of course, they would set somebody up.
Well, they obviously.
Yeah.
It would be another lone nut.
Right.
Oh, this guy was a lone flake, and he killed Jesse Ventura.
Right, and the people would buy it, and that would go down
in history. Yeah, and the people
history.
Would buy into it, and
right.
there'd be the funeral, and they'd feel bad, and then life would go on as normal.
And then they'd bring back the two-party system on the ballots.
There you go.
Man, well, whatever you do, Governor, stay safe and keep up your fantastic work. We and many others are really appreciating what you're putting out there.
Well, and let me say to you, you keep up the good work, too, because mainstream media, I'm about as welcome as a you-know-what in the swimming pool.
Yeah.
You know, and the point is, it's people like you that allow people like me to talk to the public of America and hopefully educate them and get them to be active and diligent, because in a democratic republic, it doesn't work unless the people participate.
That's right.
It's that simple.
Well, we are certainly doing our part, just like many others out there, many other true patriots, such as yourself. I want to thank you for sharing this time with us today. And if there's anything we can do for you in the future, as far as your books or shows, just let me know. We'll get it out there.
Well, thank you. And again, keep up your good work. And I'm already working on my next book, so we'll for sure talk to you then.
All right. Thank you, Governor. Have a great
day. You too. Bye-bye.